This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver's Stapleton neighborhood will get a new name. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The process of renaming Stapleton is restarting Wednesday. Neighborhood delegates will meet and request a special meeting to ask the neighborhood's developer to change its name. Calls to rename the neighborhood have been ongoing for years, but have restarted in the wake of recent protests over racism and police violence. The neighborhood is named for a former Denver mayor who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Local advocates are suggesting renaming it after pioneering black residents in Denver, like Justina Ford, the city's first black woman to become a licensed doctor. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Some CU Boulder students are calling for severing ties with city police and cutting funding for campus police. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Members of CU Boulder's Black Student Alliance have asked that money allocated to campus police be redirected to hire and train more faculty of color and to recruit more students of color. It also calls for implementing an academic requirement centered around anti-racism. In a statement, CU Boulder says the police department has implemented trainings on implicit bias and de-escalating conflict. Officials say campus and Boulder police are committed to continuing progress on issues related to police conduct that are areas of concern to the black community and other communities of color. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Buffalo's city council president talks about the advocacy for a former police officer who was fired after stopping another officer's chokehold. Then, Amy Stevens, the transgender woman whose lawsuit led to the landmark Supreme Court ruling that federal law protects LGBTQ plus workers, died last month at the age of 59. We'll have a profile. That story and those two stories, I should say, are coming up next here on All Things Considered. Two Democratic candidates who hope to challenge incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner take part in a debate tonight hosted by CPR News, Denver 7, and the Denver Post. John Hickenlooper versus Andrew Romanoff will debate key issues ahead of the primary election 1 week from today. The winner, as you know, faces Senator Gardner in November. Tune in tonight at 6 for the debate or stream it live at cpr.org.